Security and mobile phone videos of a late January nightclub brawl seem to show police overpowering patrons at Cocapelli's, including the severe beating of one individual. Police say they followed procedure. Troy Mayor Lou Rosamilia says he's been involved in the investigation since day one.
Monday morning after the police had their intelligence meeting, I had the commissioner, chief of police, deputy chief, assistant chief in my office explaining to me exactly what went on with that at the briefing itself. So I got the information that was available on Monday following the event of the 25th. They've kept me in the loop. The investigation is still ongoing.
The clips went viral, drawing the attention of local leaders, including Pastor Willie Bacote, who led a march the following Tuesday from Bethel Baptist Church along Fifth Avenue to a community hearing at Christ Church United Methodist. The march was fueled in part by TV news coverage, which began hyping it in advance. As it turned out, about half of the 100 or so community marchers were from different communities across the river, including members of Occupy Albany, Bethlehem Neighbors for Peace, and a few leaders of color from the capital city. The demonstration proceeded without incident, but public perception of the event took different points of view, depending on what TV news program you watched or what newspaper you read. Bacote was portrayed as being bent on ousting Troy Police Chief John Tedesco. Bacote denies that. A spiritual leader, he also happens to be a commissioner of deeds for the city, as well as a former commissioner for the Troy Housing Authority, no stranger to city government. Bacote affirms his primary interest is justice for anyone who may have been harmed by the police.
Let's get the record straight. This is about a cause. This is about the people who don't have a voice. I will always be on the forefront to speak for those who are less fortunate or who are disenfranchised, who don't have a voice.
At the church meeting after the march, many attendees were activists from other cities, which prompted one of their ilk to scold them on social media, asking why they were running into communities to get all up in their issues while shunning community issue meetings on their home turf. The reference was to a perceived splintering in Albany and the inability of local leaders to form a solid coalition against issues including crime and gun violence. Back to the Cocapelli's incident, patrons reported much confusion during the police encounter. They say people ordered to leave were having difficulties claiming their coats and car keys. Others wondered why Cocapelli's, which staffs 12 security guards and whose owner claimed the situation was under control when officers arrived, had summoned police in the first place. Pastor Bacote firmly dismisses media reports that he is leading the call to oust Chief Tedesco. He says he expects open, honest dialogue when the people meet for a second time this week with city and police officials.
We're looking for even a greater turnout, and we're going to listen at the same way they listen to us. We're going respectfully, nonviolently, and we're going to listen to them as well as they listen to us.
Mayor Rosamilia explains the police department is actually run by Commissioner Anthony Magneto, to whom the chief answers. Chief John Tedesco will be speaking at Wednesday's meeting because he essentially acts as intermediary between the commissioner and the citizens. Rosamilia dispels the notion that minorities aren't getting a fair shake in his city. He says he regularly meets with African-American pastors to brainstorm.
I've been meeting with them on a monthly basis to sit down and talk about, you know, how we can get more African-American people involved, not only in public safety, but involved employment within the city itself, because it does represent about 25% of our population.
Bacote and Rosamilia pledge to continue open dialogue.
We are loving people. We are caring people. And we want to get to the bottom of it. We want to work with the city of Troy, and we want to make relations in the city of Troy better for all people, not just some people, but all people here in the city of Troy.
We've got a situation where some people feel very uncomfortable with the members of the Troy Police Department. We need to work in conjunction with, in collaboration with one another to identify what the problem is, and I think it's pretty clear from some people's point of view what the problem is.
The Troy Record reports Police Commissioner Magneto announced he will be retiring on February 14th. The paper also says the city's Ethics Commission has been drawn into the Cocapelli's incident after a city councilman appeared before the State Liquor Authority with club owner Barry Glick, who was previously investigated for being unable to maintain order in his establishment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.